So I thought for tonight's practice, we would build off the name Cultivate Union. And we're also, if you're going to be nice enough to let me do this, take a glance back to last Monday at the eclipse. And so it was this very interesting experience for me to see the excitement that sort of overcame almost all of us as this eclipse came on. And I couldn't put my finger on what it was that felt so joyous about an eclipse. And then one of our amazing students here says to me, "I'm just so happy to feel connected to other people over something good instead of something sad or frustrating." And it was such a moment for me when she said that. I thought, "Oh, doesn't that make so much sense? Like, to share this common excitement over this sort of universal experience, right?" And so then, just as life always happens, everything that I have like heard and read and touched in the last week has fed off of this same idea. And I was listening to a podcast that was talking about space exploration randomly. And one of the things they mentioned was this idea of something called the overview effect. The overview effect. And it's something that astronauts experience when they're in space and they turn around and look back and see Earth from the perspective of space. And so I wrote down one of the definitions that somebody created for the overview effect, and this is what it is. It refers to the experience of seeing firsthand the reality of Earth in space, which is immediately understood to be a tiny, fragile ball of life, shielded and nourished by a paper-thin atmosphere. From space, national boundaries vanish. The conflicts that divide people become less important, and the need to create a planetary society with the united will to protect this pale blue dot becomes both obvious and imperative. And I read that, and I have never been to space, and I will never go to space. And I also knew exactly what that effect was. And I think that in a way, we can experience that right here on our mat, right? Because choosing to pursue a meditative practice gives us this amazing ability to maintain almost two consciousnesses at once, right? On the one hand, we're incredibly still and focused with clarity on our unique experience in this moment of our life. And at the exact same time, this practice sort of opens us up into this sort of universal, open sky awareness of humanity as a whole. Right, as our shared experiences as people walking this earth. And so I thought I would just share this intention, this overview effect, as an invitation for your practice tonight. You know, we sit down and sometimes we sit and we get to like just melt into peaceful, open, joyous, meditative space. And sometimes we sit and we're sort of bogged down by the minutiae of our own personal day and drama and story. And so, whichever one is more prevalent for you tonight, this is just the invitation to remember that the other piece exists for you equally. So that our practice becomes something that balances us. Right? Just as we're born either right-handed or left-handed, we're sort of born either with this more internal focus or this more external focus. And our practice is really giving us the tools to cultivate union, right? To create the balance between internal awareness and external awareness. And so as we sit tonight, whether you've got a million stories going on or spacious silence, know that both of those states of consciousness exist for you and are available. And we'll just see what we find as we meditate together. Okay. So if you've already had your legs crossed, you might just choose to uncross and cross the other way. You might want to sit up on a cushion. It will make your back feel better. And then please know that in this class, you are absolutely welcome to move should you need to. So if you're seated here and your leg falls asleep or your back is in agony, you just take a moment to sort of mindfully notice and then choose to move. Choose to make yourself comfortable, right? And then we can adjust as we need to, okay? So as you're ready, you'll find the seat, letting your hands rest comfortably onto your lap. Letting your eyes drift closed. You're gonna hear me walk by as I go lock the door. And as you settle into the seat together this evening, we'll start with a breath. So a nice full inhale in. Open up your mouth, release a sigh. And we'll just do that again. An inhale to fill yourself up. And an exhale to sigh. Letting your breath settle to its own natural pace. Inhales and exhales falling easily through. And we take this first moment to simply land here this evening. Perhaps just noticing that you carved out time to sit and be still. And perhaps noticing your mood this evening. Your energy or your thoughts. And our breath rolls in and out, and we just hold space for whatever arises this evening. There's no need to judge it or change it, and happily, you cannot be wrong when you meditate. You might just feel yourself settle into a sense of ease, a sense of permission. Our breath rolls through, we take time to relax. You might notice the forehead. Feel the skin along the forehead smooth and soften. And the skin around your eyes, your temples relax. The jaw releasing some of its tension. And inside the mouth, you feel just the subtle hint of a smile. It doesn't have to show, and it doesn't mean you're happy. That hint of smile is simply telling yourself, this is okay. Breath rolls through and your throat relaxes. Shoulders settling. In the next few breaths, perhaps noticing the inside of the chest. You might feel breath there. You might feel movement or stillness. A fullness, an emptiness, a nothingness. Take Take time just to breathe and notice. What do I feel in the center of my chest? How about down in your belly? Can you soften your belly a bit? Down through your hips. Notice what you sit on. And see if you could sit a little more. Feel your hips let go, your thighs. Feeling the fullness of yourself as you sit. Gently, we let our internal gaze broaden until you're taking in this entire seated experience. In this moment, how it feels to sit. Gradually, our awareness finds the breath. And you're just going to notice the very first place you feel your breath when you breathe in. Might be the nose or the throat, the chest or the belly. Doesn't matter. It's where you feel it. Noticing that first point of expansion. And that first point of contraction. As if you could climb inside yourself and sit in that breath. And this is it. The simplicity and the difficulty of the practice. To sit right inside the expansion and contraction of your breath, of your moment. And every time we get lost, those thoughts absolutely happen. The noise from outside will come and distract you. We will daydream or sleep. our practice is to keep coming back. Feeling inside the breath. Gently noticing when we get distracted. And just with a smile, invite yourself back to find that breath again. As we move into a period of silence, we'll just stay with this practice. Feeling the breath and sweetly returning each time we get lost. taking a moment here to find your breath. And if you got lost, notice where you went. Feeling yourself relax inside once again. And in this final moment, I'd like to just share an excerpt of a poem. I'm going to stay on our space theme. And this is a piece of We're Going to Mars by Nikki Giovanni. We're going to Mars because whatever is wrong with us will not get right with us. So we journey forth carrying the same baggage, but every now and then leaving one little bitty thing behind. One day looking for prejudice to slip. One day looking for hatred to tumble by the wayside. One day maybe the whole community will no longer be vested in who sleeps with whom. Maybe one day the Jewish community will be at rest. The Christian community will be content. The Muslim community will be at peace. And all the rest of us will get great meals at holy days and learn new songs and sing in harmony. Gradually drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin. Taking one last moment just to let your practice settle. Feeling that balance, perhaps, between the crystal clear focus and attention on your individual moment in this life and the open, expansive, wave-like consciousness that connects all beings everywhere. Thank you guys so much for sitting this evening. It is my deepest pleasure to get to be here with you. Let's finish with a breath. Inhale in and release a sigh. Namaste.